The movement for change that we've created as part of this campaign has really inspired me over the last 2 or 3 months. We said in May that we were going to train 1,000 community leaders in the course of this campaign, and I honestly didn't know if that was going to be possible. But I've been overwhelmed, not just by the response, the desire, the sense of purpose that's come from people all over the country who want to be part of that, but also the stories that have emerged, the stories of people battling against real stupidity on the face of bureaucracy, but also on the face of private companies, the hardship that's being imposed by the government. I've learned a number of things. The most important is the most fundamental slogan of all, people before programs. Political parties, especially when they're in government, can become obsessed with programs. But in fact, politics is about people. And we've got to take politics back to the human scale if we're to rebuild trust and regain the political initiative. The Labour movement was born out of the determination of people to change things in their locality, to stand up for great values, but also to make practical change to make lives better. That's what the movement for change is all about. I'm more convinced than ever that it's the route to regain our trust in communities. I also think it's the way to revive the Labour Party as an organisation that can build change, not just when it's in power in Westminster, but even when it's out of power. And I think that if we can build a living, breathing movement in every ward of the country, we will secure not just electoral success, but actually make this the fairer, more decent, more equal country that we all believe in. So if we can do 1,000 community leaders, train 1,000 community leaders in the course of a 3 or 4 month election campaign, just imagine what we could do if indeed we have 3, 4 or 5 years until the next general election.